The pledge.
Could you all please rise? Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll turn it over to our student representative to the board, Yasmin Munoz, for her report.
So, Lyndhurst High School, some old business is we had a Senate meeting on October 2nd and makeup pictures for on October 3rd. New business this week is our art and homecoming week and also our dress-up week. Our theme is Taste the Rainbow. And on Thursday, we have a color run, October 10th. In which we will have a course in the field for students to run and have color powder thrown at them before our bonfire rally. We don't have school on Friday, but that's our homecoming game. And we have Kids Can fundraiser beginning on October 14th.
Okay, thank you. Move on to comments from board members. Mr. Miller.
Yeah, I had a chance to make it out to Yuba Gardens last Friday, and it was really neat to see the staff and the students interact. Students had a chance to throw water balloons at the staff. So, needless to say, they were having a ball, and it looked like the staff was having a good time too. So, it was nice to see.
Thank you, Mr. Rex.
Hey, I want to welcome all you guys that are in the front here. Okay, you've been really good so far. Okay, thanks for coming.
Mr. Fleury.
This weekend, the Lions Club hosted a talent show, and last weekend, we're down to the finals. We have a lot of talent in this area, and several people during the event mentioned to me about some of our schools not having music, and they wanted me to know that was at the board level, said to let them know that we do need music programs when they looked at the talent. Bonnie McGill's daughter is a finalist for the $1,000. So is Allison Hasty, and then a couple of the students that were taught through the music program. The final will be held at Yuba College on November 2nd, and we have some amazing talent. Some of these kids have tried out for American Idol. So if you get a chance, you need to come and see that. It's going to be an amazing event.
Mr. Harris? Mr. Crawford?
Great to turn on my mic. I have a granddaughter about your kid's age. You look like you really like your school and you're having a good time. But I'm going to put in a plug for Kynox Flag Ceremony Day this Thursday coming up. Not only for my granddaughter who's in the first grade, but the fifth grade puts it on. They have a nice ceremony there. And I'd like to invite the whole board. And it's nice to see a room full of parents and students. Well, welcome. Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to just thank you all for coming tonight. Welcome. And we'll move on to opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teachers Association, Operating Engineers Local Union 3, California School Employees Association 326 and 648, Association of Management and Confidential Employees, Supervisory Unit, public comments. There are no public comment cards. Superintendent's report, Dr. Todd.
Thank you, Mr. Boom. I just have one announcement, and that is to let the board know that on October 22nd, that's our next board meeting, we'll be doing our annual longevity awards. So our meeting will start a little earlier at 4:45. We'll have the awards and the dessert reception. So that will be before our closed session begins. And I've already done the total. And it's 1,515 years of service to Marysville Joint Unified School District we'll be celebrating on that evening. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Todd. Move on to approval of minutes from the regular board meeting of September 24th, 2013. If there are no additions or deletions, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Harris, second by Mr. Crawford. All those in favor?
Aye.
Six yes. Consent agenda. Does anybody want anything pulled on the consent? If not, is there a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion by Mr. Crawford.
Second.
Second. Second by Mr. Rex. All those in favor?
Aye.
Six yes. We move on to new business. This is to hold a public hearing for the 5-year charter renewal request for Paragon Collegiate Academy. Dr. Todd, would you like to open us up?
Thank you very much. Unfortunately, no one was able to be here tonight from Paragon, except the entire audience that's out here before you. So without any further ado, I think we have some very anxious young people here who have something special in store for you. But first, Lisa Reese, the principal of Paragon Collegiate Academy.
I feel like a rock star. good evening. My name is Lisa Reese. I am the principal at Paragon Collegiate Academy, and I just wanted to tell you a little bit more about our school and what's been going on there. Paragon Collegiate Academy is a community-based public charter school. We seek to provide all students with rigorous standard-based instruction that will provide the individual learner with a holistic and comprehensive college preparatory education in a civic-minded, character-rich small school environment. Paragon Collegiate Academy is a growing and thriving charter school here in our community. Paragon has just begun our third year of serving students, but even in this short time, we have made huge strides. Each year of operation, Paragon has increased in student enrollment. We began with 110 students in 2011, and in 2012, we reached our capacity at about 122. This year, after having adding some new classrooms, Paragon is at 140 students. With our increasing enrollment and sound fiscal practices and constant financial oversight, Paragon has remained financially solvent through some of the worst economic times our country has endured since the Great Depression. We have managed to stay within budget and in future years be able to end the year with a surplus, allowing us to provide our students with even more technology and even more access to activities and resources related to the curriculum. As a place of continual growth, Paragon Collegiate Academy staff and faculty are relentless in our effort to provide students with an exemplary school experience. Paragon plans to continue to improve upon the successes of the school's first charter term and lay out the roadmap for measures taken to ensure long-range success. As we prepare for our future, we've taken a hard look at our processes and practices, discarded those that have failed to meet our expectations, taken the successful programs and refined them further, and engaged in an ongoing exploration of new ideas in order to provide our students with the exemplary educational experience envisioned by our school's founders. As our country moves towards the Common Core curriculum, Paragon is ready. Our teachers have been participating in trainings related to the Common Core for the past 2 years. We have developed year-long curriculum maps aligned to the Common Core and have multiple means of assessing our students throughout the year to ensure that the students are progressing towards these standards. Paragon Collegiate Academy has high expectations for our students' success, and these expectations are demonstrated through the consistent strategies to motivate students and provide extra support when a student struggles with mastery of content. Paragon teachers make every minute count in the classroom. With our newest addition of an intervention period coupled with accelerated math, we already have seen several students move from at-risk to at or above grade level in mathematics. With the implementation of the Daily 5, accelerated reader, and core knowledge, we are also seeing growth very quickly this year in our students' reading levels. Paragon is a small school, yet we still offer many different opportunities for our students. All of Paragon students attend art, music, PE, Spanish, and computers on a weekly basis. We also offer after-school activities that include student leadership, acceleration, Paragon Club, which is our community-based service club, yearbook, student newspaper, chorus, music theory, as well as math and language arts tutoring and homework club. Paragon also offers students a longer academic school year, which gives the students more time to focus on academics. Academics are very important and are definitely a focus of Paragon. However, another important focus of Paragon is on character building and citizenship. These are part of the Paragon curriculum that are taught daily to our students. Through the building of civic-minded, character-rich students, you can watch the Paragon family develop. One of the first things people notice about our school are the small class sizes and small school atmosphere. Paragon is truly a family. The students take care of each other, the teachers know all the kids, not just the ones in their classrooms. The support and caring nature of every adult in the school is one that cannot be duplicated. I have to take a side moment here for a second. My third page is missing, and it's in your folder. Sorry. The leadership behind Paragon's successes is in part due to our school board of directors. Paragon's board of directors is an outstanding and dedicated group of individuals whose foremost goals, individually and collectively, are to keep the needs of the students and the mission of the school foremost in mind as they make vital decisions and steer the school along the continued path of success. Mission-driven is a core quality of each board member, and all board members give their time and talents with an exceptional level of care and responsibility. Paragon's governing board consists of 5 members, which include 3 parents and 2 community members. Balancing the need to incorporate new members with fresh insight, the school has had the good fortune to have the continuity of leadership and vision with 2 members of the school's original founders remaining active members of the school board. The board of directors holds the staff at Paragon accountable for the mission of the school. The board enlists the help of a teacher liaison to the board who participates in the board meetings and reports back to the staff. It cannot go without saying, though, that Paragon has some of the greatest teachers around. They are an extremely hardworking, dedicated staff who exemplify the special qualities vital to Paragon's mission-driven culture. 100% of our teaching staff is highly qualified under the No Child Left Behind Act, and the majority hold a master's degree or higher. The bar is set very high for teaching quality. The high expectations for best practice strategies are supported by the specialized monthly professional development and array of teacher support structures. Paragon has set aside several full days throughout the school year to allow for intensive training and workshops to support teacher successes. Finally, I stand before you not only as a principal of this wonderful school, but also as a parent. I have been in education for close to 20 years, and I do not take my own children's education lightly. I have such confidence in this school and its teachers that my own child attends Paragon. He has grown exponentially in a short time at Paragon, both academically and socially. He loves school and never wants to miss a day. My son feels that the students and staff at Paragon are his second family. Sorry. What other school could a first grader honestly tell you that his best bud is a seventh grader and how much he loves his Baki? My son loves school and is progressing as a learner far beyond my expectations. As a parent, I couldn't ask for more. I personally invite all of you to come visit Paragon. See firsthand what a special and remarkable school we have. Strong schools like Paragon lead to a more tightly knit community. The renewal of Paragon Collegiate Academy's charter will expand the positive impact we're making in our community and change the lives of countless children far into the future. And with this, I ask for your support in renewing Paragon Collegiate Academy for another 5 years. And with that, we do have some adults who would like to speak, but before they speak, all these lovely children would like to sing for you our school song. You guys stand up. Before I sit down, did you guys have any questions for me? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
We will start with Mr. Nicoletti.
Yeah, I have a list of speakers, and Mr. Nicoletti, who is the board president.
So Paragon has been around. You guys know the school. You've been through this road with us. There's not much to introduce about that. What I would like to say is that, you know, Baki and I have been getting involved in young people's lives like this since Frankie Crawford Jr. was baptized. You know, it's been a road that we have more energy for now than we've ever had. And we just love the fact that our community has a place local. I think this is the best expression of ownership and safety and community that I've seen in a long time. This is the Notre Dame we always wanted it to be, and now Notre Dame probably wishes they could be like Paragon. You know, it's a great advancement. I'm really, really excited and proud to be a part of everybody that's in this room tonight for this event. I do want to mention while we're up here that the school has received a tremendous support from Superintendent Todd. There's a lot of things that popped up with a brand new program. We studied Ed Code hard. We wrote the charter, studied it hard. We thought we delivered a doable project. And I know staff spent a lot of time studying on this and gave us points. Originally, there were 5 big challenges we had to get through. And it's my belief that we've not only gotten through and we have a clear way forward, but the support and the mentorship and the advice that Gay has been able to give Lisa and keep this on track has really kept the school focused on delivering high-quality high school students for the Marysville High School program if they go to Lyndhurst, too, depending on where they're at. So just want to thank you very much for your time with us. You'll have a lot of parents coming up soon, so I'll let them say their piece as best they can. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, next I have Jennifer Quintanilla.
Good evening. My name is Jennifer Quintanilla. I'm a teacher at Paragon Collegiate Academy. As a teacher, I can tell you, I can speak for the staff when I say that we absolutely love our kids. Everything that we do as teachers, from our lesson planning to supervising extracurricular activities, is done with our kids in mind. You seriously cannot find a more dedicated group of teachers, aides, support staff anywhere. We offer the children art with an art history teacher from our community, music with 2 of our teachers that includes instrumental, vocal, theory, and music history, daily physical education with knowledgeable staff and teachers, technology education, as well as Spanish. In addition to the special classes, teachers plan accessible and rigorous lessons in language arts with a group of our teachers currently piloting the Daily 5 as structure that fosters literacy, independence in the elementary grades. Teachers at Paragon have been trained and continue to receive professional development in the core knowledge curriculum and how to align it with the Common Core standards. As a result of the training and the rigors of core knowledge and Common Core, we have adopted Singapore Math, which helps train our students to become independent and critical problem solvers. We offer our students science with labs from FOSS. Teachers at Paragon also integrate social studies into language arts, and our students come away with a broad knowledge of the world around them. We have been blessed this year with a fantastic special education teacher and an aide that ensures that all of our learners with special needs get the services they need throughout the day. As part of our RTI program, we use accelerated math to keep the students working at their appropriate math levels while still keeping them exposed to their regular grade level curriculum, and we've already seen great improvements in the area of math in just these few short months. Because Paragon is a K-8 school, we have a unique sense of community. The teachers hold the students accountable with our character counts education, and students tend to help and support each other across all grade levels. We also have a buddy class system, so our older students come and mentor our younger students. The older students tend to behave differently when they are the mentor of a younger child. They seem to understand that they need to show more responsibility and accountability because they know that little ones are always watching them. Teachers at Paragon are also held accountable to the Common Core standards, and in regular professional development, we are constantly looking at and evaluating student data to make sure students are making progress and mastering the standards that have been taught. We also focus on our specific areas of need and work together as a team to problem solve these areas to ensure the academic success for all of our students. Please consider all of this as you make your decision to grant our charter another 5 years. These students truly have a home away from home at Paragon where they are important, where they are loved, and where all decisions are based on the needs of them as our students. Thank you.
Okay, next I have Yvette Alanis. I'm sorry if I don't pronounce your last names or first names right, but Yvette.
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Yvette Alanis y me gusta la escuela porque cómo son los maestros, cómo enseñan, que hacen respetar las reglas que ellos tienen. Me gusta mucho el uniforme. Cuando mi hija iba a la escuela, ella se ponía una ropa y la quería usar toda la semana. Y me gustó por eso el uniforme, porque ese lo puede usar toda la semana y pues tiene varios y no es necesario estarle lavando todos los días la misma ropa. También me gusta que antes ella siempre llegaba a la casa y me decía que un niño le había pegado. Eso era casi todos los días. Y ahora que está ahí, ella ya no se queja de eso. Me dice que los maestros les enseñan a los niños que se respeten entre ellos, que si un niño mira que alguien le pegó, que ese niño vaya a decirle al maestro. También me gusta cuando hacen así festivales que están conviviendo los papás, los niños y maestros. Yo nunca fui, pero el día que salió la niña, bueno, que se graduó del kinder, miré cómo convivían ahí todos, como en familia. También me gusta cuando salen al finalizar las clases, que siempre que van a salir, nunca los dejan salir hasta que los papás ya llegan por ellos. Y pues es todo lo que les puedo decir ahorita y muchas gracias. Thank you.
Okay, next I have Boki Patricia Abernastry.
Good evening, my name is Boki, and I am the resident grandma at Paragon Collegiate Academy. I have been a part of Paragon since the opening, and I consider the students and staff my family. Paragon has many wonderful qualities, but the one overriding quality I cannot get past the school is culture and community. The students and staff are truly care about each other and take care of each other. There is an atmosphere of caring and respect that radiates as you walk through the doors. I believe in my heart that Paragon is a great addition in this community and is building caring and productive citizens that will add value and integrity to our community for the years to come. It is personally very important to me that Paragon gets another 5 years. And I ask that you consider that.
Jeff, I'd just like to remind the board that your girls' softball field is dedicated to Baki's husband, which I know was letting you know.
OK, Okay, thank you. Next we have Angie Harriman.
Hello, my name is Angie Harriman, and I have three boys that attend Paragon Charter Academy. I have a second grader, a third grader, and a seventh grader. Let me start with how much I cannot express how this school has touched our lives. There isn't a day that goes by that I am not praising Paragon, not only because of the small and safe school, but because of the way that it has taken our oldest son and has... It has taken in our oldest son and has expected nothing more than him to just be Connor. In the last few years, I have been able to go back to work and live a normal life without having the stress of a phone call to come and get him, from school. We have been able to come in and join our sons in our sons' educations in more ways than any public school. Paragon is truly a unique choice in Marysville, and they welcome you with open arms and smiles. We have never been so happy to be part of something so special, and that is what our school is. It is very special. Connor has Asperger's, and it has been a trying time just trying to find the right school for him. He has been to three different schools prior to coming to Paragon. With countless IEPs behind him, when the school opened, we were on edge, and our hopes were high that the school would fit him. Paragon just didn't fit him. It hugged him and kept him tight. With the smaller class sizes and the wonderful teachers, he can now not wait to go to school every morning. We were also able to attend Shady Creek this last year, something that we never thought with his disabilities we would be able to do.
Mom.
He loved every minute of it. And with this coming up year, or this coming up next year, this will be his last year. He will be graduating from eighth grade. It makes me sad that Paragon doesn't go to high school. Because of its wonderful structure it has been teaching our children, I hope it will take it with them. I love being able to have all my children in one school, growing and learning together, and Paragon has made that possible. With help from our community and our school board, I hope to watch my other two sons graduate from eighth grade there as well. Thank you so much.
Shauna Frias.
I actually did not prepare anything official for this. I just wanted to let you guys know that my daughter Leela started in kindergarten and she is now in the second grade. This is her home. There's nothing else to say. It's her home. It's her home away from home. They protect her, keep her safe. She has medical issues that I feel would be overlooked in a big school, so that is why having such a small school and having Paragon stay open for another 5 years is what we're asking for and wanting. I hope you guys consider that. Leela, did you have anything to say?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Valerie Farrell.
Hi, my name is Valerie Farrell. I am parent of two boys at Paragon, one in third grade, one in kindergarten. And I'm up here to ask for the renewal of the charter for 5 years. I'd like to just quickly share with you my three favorite reasons why I choose to enroll my kids at Paragon. Paragon has a small family environment where my family and I always feel welcome. Our names are known, my children are recognized by staff members. This makes me feel like my kids are safe and I'm appreciated when I come to help in the classroom. Character values are taught as a part of the curriculum. The students are respectful and socially responsible. And third and not least, I chose Paragon for its high standards in academics. We feel like we're getting the best, highest quality education available in our area. Thank you for making the school available to us, and I hope I can count on your votes to renew the charter for 5 years. Thank you for your time.
Lauren Corona.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Lauren Corona, and I'm currently a sophomore at Marysville High School. I'm also 15 years old. I'm here to speak on the behalf of Paragon Collegiate Academy to the students' point of view. I attended Paragon Collegiate Academy in 2000 through 2012. I'm one of the first students that graduated from that school. In that short year, there was a lot of issues arising, but it never failed that the students conquered those troubles. Now, as a student going to a brand new school, I was quite skeptical about everything. But once I saw how the faculty took charge of the problems of running a new school, I went from skeptical to impressed. At the time, I already knew some of the faculty from long ago. Those people are Ms. Eisenman, Ms. Kimberly, and Baki. Not only they were teachers, but they were my role models. They made a big impact on my daily life. I've known Baki since I was a little girl in kindergarten at Notre Dame Catholic School. Baki and I have this bond that you can never break. She is the sweetest woman that I've probably ever met in my entire life. She is one of the many people who make Paragon so special to me. Actually, everything makes Paragon special to me. Everything from the small class sizes to the family-like atmosphere. I remember always seeing the parents of students around campus. For example, my father volunteers his time at the fireworks booth every year. Also, my mother has been a member on the school board for the past 2 years. It's been 2 years since I've graduated, and it's improved tremendously. There's new computers, there's 2 new portables, a wonderful lunch system, a fantastic staff, and an amazing education program. But the reality is, when it always comes down to the caring and safe environment, that's what makes up the remarkable school that we call Paragon Collegiate Academy. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Lauren. Next is Daryl Slack.
A tough act to follow. Hi, I'd like to first thank all the board members for allowing us to speak here tonight. All the parents who are here, thank you. Huge turnout. This is huge. We're here tonight to ask if the board renew the charter for Paragon Collegiate Academy. I do believe I offer a unique perspective on the matter. I've actually never made the decision to enroll my daughter in a charter academy. It's not something I was familiar with. When I first got to Paragon, I kind of had a bad experience with New Day. I was skeptical of charter schools, the way they operated. I kept an open mind. I attended open house and back to school night. As I had interacted with the principal, board members, staff, I began to feel more and more comfortable at New Day, at Paragon, every time I came. I began volunteering my time in class, first with Mrs. Burns and Ms. Quintanilla. After that, Mrs. Eisenman, and I continue to volunteer now with Mrs. Harris. I've seen firsthand myself the focus and care that each of these teachers and all of their support staff show and put forth into every one of their students every single day. My daughter Haley is very proud to go to Paragon. She loves to go to school every day, and the school continues to improve every year as it develops and grows. In addition to the core curriculum, accelerated reading, accelerated math, there is another factor of Paragon that cannot be measured. It's been touched on here tonight a couple of times. Comfort, familiarity, warmth, to put it simply, family. I know that I can go up to Mrs. Tomko, Mrs. Reese, and especially Mrs. Baki, point to any student in the hallway, and she could tell me that student's name, what grade they're in, dislikes, likes, something about them. They just know everyone. Every teacher knows every student, and every student knows that they're accepted and loved for their own individual reasons. I entered Paragon's doors a very nervous skeptic. Tonight I'm here before you as a parent of my daughter who's proud to call herself a Falcon and ask that you renew Paragon's charter for 5 more years so she can continue to attend the school that she loves so much. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there anybody else who would like to get up and speak? Okay, go ahead and come up to the mic, and would you state your name for us, please, when you come to the mic for the record? Thank you.
So, good evening. I want to say that we are very blessed. I have three kids there, four kids in total, but three of them go there. And I adore this school. I am a proud Republican American woman. And I am completely impressed with my children starting their day by saying the Pledge of Allegiance with their entire school. I am proud of how much I support our veterans and the Veterans Day Parade. I am impressed with everything they do for our community. So they're not just learning your everyday English, math, you know, all these different things. They're learning how to love and care for our community as well. I'm blessed for every teacher that we have right now. Each of them love my children. I know that. I communicate with them very easily. My child, I've never had a child correct me in my speech until now. Even my 6-year-old today was like, Mom, what's 20 plus 20? Wait, I got it. It's 40. This kid is reading so much better than my other kids have read at that age, and it just blows me away, thanks to Miss Cotney. My son Matthew is just brilliant, and he's in acceleration classes. He's got this down. He knows what he's doing. He's such a smart kid, and they have programs to benefit him. That is just brilliant to me that they get to go that extra mile for him because of where he is in his mind and in he's just a brilliant kid. And I would like to say thank you to Miss Quintana, and thank you. Oh, where's Miss? Oh, she's up front over here, our music teacher over here, because my Shaylee Joy adores music. That's her life. That's what gets her through the day sometimes. That's just her. And last year, my daughter was diagnosed with dyslexia because you talk about no child left behind. I'd like to make a point. My child was left behind for 5 years. It wasn't until she went to Paragon and was in fifth grade when I had a teacher-parent conference with Miss Iserman. Where is she? Okay. This woman came to me with the most caring, sweet attitude and told me, I'm noticing some things that we need to look into. And I took her to someone. She was diagnosed with dyslexia, and the school has done nothing but accommodate my beautiful, sweet daughter, who wouldn't be where she's at today with learning if it wasn't for her taking the time to love my daughter and take care of her. We are a blessed school. We are a family. I love the school. I won't even just ask you. I will beg you if necessary, on my knees if I have to. We're blessed. We're happy. We have good things going on. We have good things going on in the community. So please, I beg of you, another 5 years will be fantastic. So thank you. God bless.
Could you...
Okay, my name is Erica. E-R-I-C-K-A. My last name, I'm just going to spell it. It's Pelicowitz. It's P-E-L-E-C-H-O-W-I-C-Z. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Erica. Is there anybody else? Go ahead and come up to the mic.
My name is Diane Petrie, and we have been at Paragon since it started. My son is Hunter Petrie, and he was born with special needs. He was born deaf. However, When he started school, I started him in mainstream because he can hear now, but the schools over in Yuba City were not accommodating to him. He was being lost, and he was starting not to like school at all. We have had a rough couple of years. Last year, he really struggled, but it was noticed the issues that he had within the classroom. If the teacher was standing behind him, he couldn't hear. He didn't understand. He hasn't learned to filter out the outside noise that we can. So he struggled. He missed days. He wasn't there. But with a lot of encouragement with Lisa and all of the teachers, they all know him and his family. I am a single mom, and I need Paragon. I need it for my child because he loves music. He loves interacting with other kids. And this is family. This is family to us. So please consider another 5 years.
Can I just get your spelling, your last name, please,
sure.
For the record?
Petree.
Thank you. Would anybody else like to come up? Go ahead and come up to the mic.
My name is Kathleen Balmore. I've got my brother and sister who come here to Paragon. My sister went to Arboga Elementary and was being bullied to the point where she was petrified to go to school every morning. She's been in Paragon for about a week now, and her attitude's completely changed. She wants to get up every morning just to go to school. My brother Brandon was pretty much being left behind. They got IEPs, but they weren't doing nothing, really. And he loves it. He has his bad days because they just got to a new school. I mean, transfers are hard. But now that my sister is now wanting to go every day, she's now in the choir program. She loves music. She wants to stay. She wants to do newspaper. She wants to do yearbook. Arboga never offered this, and when I went to them about the bullying problem, they were trying to tell me, with my sister giving me the death grip, to keep her in the school that day. They never did nothing about the bullying, and they were pretty much punishing her for acting out. But now she's happy and just ready to go back to school. And if Paragon can stay open 5 more years, it would be grateful, because there's kids that don't have the chance to get up and get better and have the energy to want to go to school anymore because of bullying, and there's schools that just don't do it. My brother started getting bullied, and they weren't doing nothing about it at Yuba Gardens. So we transferred him to Paragon, where their attitudes have completely changed. They love their friends, and they just love going to school again. And I wish this school was around when I was little, because I hated school. But now it's seeing this, it makes you happy that there's a school out there wanting to make a difference for the kids and help appreciate them. I hope you guys will keep Paragon open for another 5 years.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear your name.
Kathleen Dalmore.
Kathleen. It's Kathleen. And how did you spell your last name?
Balmor.
Okay, thank you, Kathleen. Okay, I believe that was the last person. Is there anybody else? Oh, one more? Oh, a couple more.
Oh. Hi, my name is Alma Russell, and I am 3,000 miles from home, knowing nothing about California, and to come to Paragon Collegiate Academy, it feels like home away from home. I'm the mother of 6 children, 5 boys and 1 girl, and my daughter is a freshman at River Valley High School and 8 average college preparatory courses. My boys, 3rd grade, 4th grade, 2 in 7th, and 1 in 8th. and I have a set of twins that were preemies, 25 weeks, 1 pound and 8 ounces, 1 pound and 12 ounces, and they are 13 today, and they're doing well at school. And you can ask anyone, they can tell you about the Russells. So I just truly thank God for the school. Now, from California on the West Coast, from the East Coast, it's a whole new world. And that's what it was for us. And my biggest concern was the schools here. And I truly can say, not knowing anything about California until we gotten here, and it's been a year, they are truly a blessing. Paragon Collegiate Academy, way to go. That's all I can say. Thank you so much. It's a name in itself. It names, says it all. And I thank God for them. Thank you. My first name is Alma, A-L-M-A. My last name is Russell. That's two S and two L's.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Hello, my name is Veronica Alvarez. I have three boys at Paragon. I actually got off of work a little bit late, so I wasn't having anything prepared, but my son is pushing me to come up here and talk to you. Raise your hand. So I have, like I said, I have three boys at Paragon. You know, three different issues, the same thing with one other parent. We had one child that was struggling. He has been to three schools. Nobody told me anything. We walk in here, first day. They noticed something. We had to get him tested, sure enough. He's out where he's supposed to be. He's slowly getting there, but he's getting there. This is the support that we need here in our family. We have another child who's lazy. He scribbles his homework. He just, you know, oh, I forgot this, I forgot that. We'll do homework, but he just doesn't turn it in. Here at Paragon, they have their agenda. There is a daily thing us parents have to sign. We have to review what's their homework. It's not just turn this in, don't turn this in, you know. No. They get accounted for everything they do turn in and what they don't turn in. So I see that day, he didn't turn in that homework. So that's something that we are over here working with the teachers. What's going on? Why didn't you turn in your homework? We did it together. So they are working with him. And actually, he's turning in his homework. I mean, the simplest thing, but he's doing it. He's, you know, doing what he needs to do. His handwriting has improved tremendously. At one point, I was comparing him to my kindergartner. That's how sloppy it was getting. We had a teacher buy him special pencils. Believe it or not, that little thing worked. Here, you know, just the details that they do, it wasn't even his teacher. It was somebody else who went out of their way, knowing the situation, and bought it for him. I have another child who has speech delay. They're already telling me they think he doesn't need speech anymore. He's a kindergartner. I mean, they're making him talk 10 to 14 word sentences. How do you get that in such a short amount of time? My kids have increased so much in these couple years in Paragon than they have since birth. You know, they have had their issues, they have slowly progressed, but they have really changed. I'm not going to tell you these teachers are great. I think all teachers are great. Anybody who takes the time to educate any child, there's a round of applause. I mean, everybody is wonderful. The thing I do notice here is my kids can walk in there and they're not saying, good morning, good morning. It's good morning, Edgar. Good morning, Daniel. How are you, Victor? They called each child by first name basis. I have seen these teachers and staff call them, how's your brother and sister doing? Who doesn't even attend the school? It is a family atmosphere. We all are together. We have festivals. We have, you know, just parent night meetings that are packed. Our cafeteria is not big enough sometimes. I mean, we really have parents who do care, who do want their kids to continue this. There's bullying everywhere. I haven't seen any of it in Paragon. I am one of those parents who is there every morning with their child. I don't just go and drop them off. I get off my car. I walk them in there. We do the Pledge of Allegiance together. The whole school knows what's going on. When they have an attendance award or an acknowledgement award, the whole school is united together knowing what's going on.
it's not just this grade and this grade because it's so big. Everyone is cheering everyone on. To me, if you would grant Paragon with another 5 years would be so wonderful. My kids have thrived so much, I could just imagine how much more they can do in another 5 years. Thank you for your time.
Hello, my name is Carmela Morales. I enjoy Paragon so much. I went to other schools and didn't really follow along with the group and with the crowd until I came to Paragon. I didn't have many friends, and when I came here, I loved it so much. I made many new friends, and most of my friends are like my sisters now, and I love Paragon. I mean, I started struggling in math, and now I can see that I'm getting a little bit better because of my great teacher, Miss Collins. I love music, and I enjoy singing with her, and on Wednesdays, I love to come and sit with Miss Eisenman and sing, and we're doing a play and everything for the Fall Festival, and I enjoy it every single day, and I wish I can do this every single day, including Saturdays and Sundays. I love school. Like, yeah. I've seen many kids ask me, why do I go to Paragon? Don't I hate the uniforms? But at my old schools, I saw many kids who couldn't afford clothes, you know, and they got picked on almost every single day because of their clothes, and which wasn't their fault. And here, I love it because no one can be picked on, and you know. Everyone's so kind to each other, and I've never seen anyone pick or be bullied. I love walking into school and seeing Baki always welcoming everyone. Even if you are late, she always welcomes you. I haven't been bullied at all, and I've been here since last year, but I still love it, and I would love if you guys still had this, like, you know, another, if the school had another 5 years. Thank you.
I didn't get her. What was her first name? Carla? Was it Carla? Carmela. Can you spell it for us, please?
Carmela.
Morales, Morales.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, my name is Mariah Cecil, and I have gone to Paragon since it started, and I just have to say, I think everybody here also has to say that it's a great school, and I would love it if it got renewed. Because I have everybody in this audience right here, all of the kids and almost all of the parents, I could pick them off and say every single one of their first and last names almost. And I think that is really cool because we are all, like, everybody that has come up here almost said, we are a family, we love one another, and we all work together to help the other person do as best as they can. And at my old school, like probably a couple of people here, we didn't see as much as we thought like we could do. We kind of doubted each other or doubted ourselves on what we could do, and we didn't accomplish things that we knew we could. Now that I come to Paragon, I see that I can accomplish more than I knew I ever could. And if this school got renewed, I would love it.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening. My name is Dennis Hauck, H-A-U-C-K. I have two children that attend Paragon. My son, Patrick, until this year was struggling with his reading, and this year he's already advanced where he's reading high in his grade level. My daughter, who is 13 years old, reads now at a above 12th grade reading level, and she has the opportunity to take advanced mathematics at Paragon. So I think I can't speak for the other parents, but I'm very, very, very proud of the staff at Paragon for what they've done with my kids. And I would like to encourage the board, this leadership, to renew the charter for another 5 years. Thank you.
Okay, this item will be agendized for the November 12th meeting, November 12th, 2013. So this is just a public hearing, so I need a motion to close the hearing.
I'd like to make that motion, but before I do, I just want to thank all of you, especially Mr. Nicoletti. He brought to my attention my son Frankie's baptism 20 years ago. You chose the right president. He prepared the food, he attended the baptism, and he served the food. So, I hope I'm not giving away my vote in 2 weeks, but I think you know where I'm leaning on that little political commentary there. Thank you, Johnny. And I'd like to make the motion.
Okay, the motion by Mr. Crawford to close the hearing. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Fleury. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Six yes. And Mr. Fleury would like to close the meeting in honor of somebody. Mr. Fleury?
I would like to close the meeting in honor of Charlene Adams, who is a bus driver for our district for 23 years, drove out of the Loma Rica area, was very courteous to the kids. They really felt safe when they were on her breast, and she passed away about a month ago. We lost a former good employee.
Okay, thank you all for coming. Meeting's adjourned.